amateur astronomers are often disappointed by the full moon, which looks boring because the sun then shines straight down like a flash camera to erase all shadows and highlights. But all phases are not created equal. The best moon for observers happens this Thursday, October 22nd, and it stays fabulous right through the coming weekend. That's when it suddenly explodes with breathtaking detail for anyone with binoculars or a small telescope. The phase responsible for these sudden riches is the first quarter. This is a moon packed with misconception. Even its name is misleading. How many people know that a quarter moon is the same thing as a half moon? Or that only the first quarter moon stands highest at sunset and is conveniently best to observe right after dinner time? Or that only a half moon aims its terminator, the day-night line that is home to all the juicy detail, straight at earthly observers? Highlighted craters then face you like actors hamming it up. Even its degree of brightness is surprising. You'd think a half moon would be half as bright as a full moon, right? But oddly enough, a half moon is only 1/10 as bright as a full moon. That's because the full moon throws sunlight straight back at us like a movie screen, while the first quarter's sideways illumination creates innumerable unseen shadows in the moon's powdery surface. To use real numbers, next weekend's half moon delivers only 1/5,000,000th the brightness of a sunny day. But this half moon on Thursday and Friday is even better than most, because Thursday night, those two bright stars nearest the moon are the planets Jupiter and Saturn. These happen to be the three best targets for any small telescope. And there they are, all together, conveniently at their highest of the night, just as nightfall is happening. How can you resist? For A Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.